Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Tuesday, about 100 angry Miamians gathered outside Marlins Park to protest manager Ozzie Guillen's expressions of his apparent admiration for Fidel Castro in a recent Time magazine interview.
Every time we see Guillen, we are going to remember his words, loving, admiring. He can think the way he wants. But we have the right as well to say, no, Guillen, please go home.
Guillen was quoted in Time magazine's April 9th issue as saying, I love Fidel Castro, and that he respected the Cuban leader for his longevity. Later, he said he'd misspoken, but protester Steven Miro wasn't buying that.
Love and amor is the same thing. There's no way you could misconstrue that in English or in Spanish. He's been here long enough. He knows what he did wrong.
As the protest was in progress outside Marlins Park, Ozzie Guillen was holding a press conference inside the building.
You know what I mean? I don't blame those people to think what they think right now, because they had all the right, because I hurt a lot of people, and I'm aware of that.
Before Tuesday's press conference, the Marlins suspended Guillen for 5 games. Under bench coach Joey Cora, the Marlins are 1-2. Guillen maintained that when he was speaking with the Time reporter, he had meant to express not love or admiration for Fidel Castro, but wonder that he had remained in power for so long, quote, when he had hurt so many people. And perhaps that is what he meant. Who knows? Over the years, there has been much confusion about what Ozzie Guillen has said and done and what he has meant. And perhaps that problem has been further complicated by Guillen's liberal use of alcohol, which Ozzie himself acknowledged recently. In any case, to his credit, this time around, the Marlins manager didn't blame his problems on the writer who'd interviewed him or on anything else. He took responsibility for saying something that he'd either never meant or now wishes he'd never said.
It's stupid, I just say it. No, I don't say dumb because I'm not dumb. You don't have this job, you're dumb.
Even if Guillen is correct, many in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where sits the Marlins' gleaming new taxpayer-funded stadium, will be dismayed when Guillen returns to his job. But some members of Miami's Cuban community are prepared to move on, including El Nuevo Herald sports columnist Jorge Ibro, who's also a recent immigrant from Cuba.
I think this is going to be forget in the short term, but if Guillen continues being Guillen, that's another story. I think that eventually the fans want to see baseball and want to see the Marlins successful in the Little Havana.
Ozzie Guillen is scheduled to return to the bench Tuesday for the Marlins' home game against the Chicago Cubs.